From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
In 2005, a 37-year-old Chinese journalist named Xie Tao was sentenced to 10 years in prison for espionage. His crime was forwarding a classified email out of China. The memo contained government suggestions about how the media should cover the 15th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. For those who understand the fervor with which China controls information, a story like this isn't surprising. But there's another troubling subplot to the story, one that's raised concern here at home. The Chinese authorities wouldn't have caught Xie Tao without the help of a key ally, one who happens to live right on our own backyard. To get Xie's identity, the Chinese approached Yahoo, which kept his email account. Yahoo turned over key technical and personal information that linked Xie Tao to the divulged email. In other words, credit Yahoo with the caller. IT companies like Yahoo, Microsoft, and do-no-evil Google walk a thin line when they operate in China. On one side lies the potential for enormous profit and engagement with a new culture. On the other lies the expectation that it cooperate with a government with a tainted human rights record, and one which requires IT firms to sign an agreement obligating them to censorship. Type Tiananmen Square into Yahoo here, and you'll get 20,000 images of its tragic history. Do the same in China, and all you get are a few pictures of smiling tourists. Testifying before Congress last February, Yahoo and other IT companies argued that gaining market share in China rather than boycotting it is the best way to encourage change. This may be true, but to do it right, companies need to answer a big question. When does corporate responsibility supersede competitive drive? Yahoo's approach seems less like constructive engagement and more of an obsessive dash to capture the all-important Chinese market. Not only has this cost Yahoo its main product, open access to information, but now, and tragically, it's cost a man a decade of his life. But hey, maybe it's easier to sleep at night as the executive of a multi-billion dollar conglomerate when Wall Street is happy, regardless of what or who you have to sacrifice. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Rahul Parikh.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.